Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need
is to believe. Clap your hands for the Lord. Yay, when somebody will farm. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Say amen. Amen. I can't hear you at all. Say amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You're looking amazing. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted up to Jesus the Christ. Lord, we lift up your name with our hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Please. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift your name. Lord, we lift up your name. Oh yeah, with our hearts full. Oh yeah, be exalted, oh Lord our God. Hosanna in the highest. Father, we honor you for your grace, your love and your mercy. Great is your faithfulness. And as the heavens honor you and bow and worship you, we have come to submit our crowns before your throne and to sublimate you and macrograph you and exalt your holy name and determine of your might and your glory and your praise in the name of Jesus. Nanta yem fatase etiase. Wamwe wuwo no yenche wam. One way she shamu not yen chairwam. Hatum nanam chidias to the agia. We are saved by grace through faith. It is not of works that any man should boast. Thank you. When we lift our hands, we want to stand on behalf of our entire family, Heavenly Father, to give you glory and absolute praise and to exalt you and to thank you for the provision and to thank you for the protection and to thank you for taking us to our workplaces and protecting us and bringing us safely. Thank you! Your name is also here. It is a new one, Kayan Tiasse. We have yen siya ye made ye. Nansu yame wobasakutaye. Hana tisa wo. Manin ke. Manin pe mun kamfansu and him. When he free to chile de koda chia chili chili. Aye yan krupon preko. Ano pe woti aye ye chichi. And sanko impintini asida. And come for. Ya ya de brewa. The fatal. Say the man. I want to see any Jesus the demon. A pretty away, you moan by you, Edma. The Casachel of a man. I send me a ten, a can him or two for. Bompire, what I see any Jesus the demon. But don't me, see the chile. You be free, Moody, I said, Dania, ye, 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 so papi mpeninieni tumidiano pei. Any evil presence and every demonic force in the atmosphere, in the realms of the spirit, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus the Christ. And so likewise we rebuke the presence of sickness. We rebuke the presence of affliction. Every burden on the herd of anybody, we rebuke you. In Jesus' precious name. Clap those hands to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Son of God. Say amen. Your response is too low. Say amen. Good morning to everybody on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and all the sister stations around the country of Ghana, including Sweet Flow in the city of Tamale. Good morning to GN and Amansan Television. Thank you very much for joining us in this live broadcast service. This morning we are live on Facebook, YouTube, and also on podcast. This is the W3 service. W3 means World Worship and Wonders. My name is Kofi Odjo. I'm going to be with you from now till top of the hour. The grace of God has lifted us to receive a word from the Lord to give unto His people. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a joy for me to remind you we're transmitting live from Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in Accra. Allow me to read our foundation scripture to you. And it's John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at a feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, we want to see Jesus. So it's as, you know, in our custom, when somebody comes to your home or to your house or goes to the palace, and when we have given them brisu, water to quench their thirst, then we ask them why they are here, their mission, the reason why they have shown up. This is how these guys were asked. They were Greeks. Now, the point is this. In that particular time, the Greeks were the most astute of their time, the most intelligent of their time. You know, civilization had begun, you know, growing and flourishing with them. You know, before it came to Egypt, these guys were amazing people. They invented sports where people can sit in the audience and listen to or watch the thing that is going on. So, you know, competitive sports like boxing, wrestling, competitive sports like ball game, football, or any of the games that people will sit and watch, basketball, volleyball, golf, that people could sit in the audience, in the Colosseum, in the galleries, and watch. The Greeks started it. When you were looking for wisdom, astute minds, philosophy, it was the Greeks. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, we have people like Socrates, Aristotle, Plato, and we have people who masterminded philosophy to its apex. So the Greeks were people who were not traveled to go look for wisdom anywhere because they had it within their own sphere and within their own confines. But the Bible said when they heard of the Son of God, and when they heard of the wisdom by which He spoke, when they heard of His preaching and teaching, the Bible said when they heard, they traveled from Athens in Greek, they traveled all the way from Athens in Europe and came to Jerusalem to hear the Savior preach. Yeah, I will understand every reason why you will leave Tema to this place. I will understand the reason why you leave Kasua to this place. I will understand the reason why you will leave a very far and near place and leave so many churches all around the place to come. Sometimes I ask the question in the presence of the Lord, why do people leave all the way to this particular place? Now I am beginning to understand by the premise of God's word, ladies and gentlemen, that they came to hear the pure gospel. Yes, they could relate with the wisdom of the Christ, the power of the Christ. And so Apostle Paul, when he was presenting in his thesis or his entreaties, he said, you know, to the Greek, Jesus is wisdom. To the Jew, Jesus is power. So Jesus Christ is wisdom and power at the same time. This is why it will amaze me that you have served God for 10 years and still poor. It will amaze me. It will amaze me that somebody have followed the Lord for 20 years and still struggling. Because you are following wisdom. You are following wisdom. Wisdom will never tell you to eat all your cake and start begging at the end of your life. Wisdom will never tell you that. I have been amazed, and sometimes I am not shocked how preachers have become looters. I am not shocked. I am not shocked how deception is on the surge, on the verge, on the apex. You know, because when they look at other preachers, how they went out, how they died, how you know what? They better start looting from now. Yeah, they better start looting from now. But Matthew chapter number 16, verse number 26, the Bible said, if a man gains the whole world and loses his soul, what shall he gain? I will still remind you that all is vanity. Vanity upon vanity, everything is vanity. I thank God for everything that he has blessed you. I thank God for your PhD, your MA horns. I thank God for your BA horns. I bless God for your PhD. I thank God for the doctorate you carry. I bless God for the speed and the scope of academia that you have achieved. I bless God for where you live. I thank God for the house you built. I bless God for your achievements. I give God the glory for the nice cars he has blessed us with. But Chaustela the prison. How can Chaustela be in prison when he has diamonds and nobody know where it is? And his family is looking for it. And people like Mebutu Sese Seko have died and left wealth. And nobody knows where the wealth is. In accounts in Switzerland and Grand Cayman and Monaco and all those islands where they keep the offshore accounts. Even Ghana or my Fufu Fund, which Dr. Nkrumah instituted, now turns out to be funds that these guys turn back and come and loan them to you because we have refused to follow wisdom. Yeah, Mapo Nyansa. Ghana! Anytime you reject Christ and the love who is the express love of God, anytime you reject the Christos, you are telling God we have rejected wisdom. Anytime! Do you think that if America had gold, diamonds, oil, gas, do you think if they had timber and wise people, they will even be at the level where they are? You know, when you reject wisdom, this is what happens. The Bible said in the book of Jeremiah, when Yamia Samna Wapue, dear Benyansa, when you reject Christ, you have directly rejected wisdom. Oh God, I want to talk to you. Today is Palm Sunday. Hosanna in the highest. Yeah, you know, sing unto the King, for he is coming again. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Oh my God. When we were kids by now, we will be on the streets of Abeka. Right now we are marching. Hosanna, 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 Yemwensha, Horeba, Woyehowe, Dimo, Horeba. I will sing to remind you. So all the Kubalo people who didn't go to church know that we were still going there. Hosanna, Yemwensha. Oh, that's right. Hore power, Yehowe, Dimo. Hore power, Yehowe. Come on. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Before I will allow you to take your seat, today, if I do not go through Luke chapter, maybe I cannot just say that. Let me quickly run through it, even though I'm almost like 15 minutes into the hour, and trust God in the name of Jesus that I could be able to make time by the grace of God. Say amen. You're looking amazing. I give God the glory for your lives. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter. The Bible said in verse number 34 to 36, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares for as a snare. The Bible said it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch! Jesus is speaking to this generation, and these were his own words. Watch! Yeah, look at some people. You know, back in where the Asana, the Asensia, a Tivia children is a cocobo, Mohammedi, Napuchan and Sabro, and Anquem with Tajano, one Yamana, how Ainsha will be a crasso, or see the Biba metumum perfumus if you. And Radi Danibasu will be four, or Nama Nacho, a Prenua Yeni, a Nini, a Honso, Precope, or Beba Toashe, and so Abrao. The Presbyterians wrote a hymn and said, Radibaba, what the Stuamu say, dear, are you tea? This time you're really free. All we are thinking is how somebody have gotten this, and somebody have become popular, and somebody have become famous, and somebody have become rich. The next celebrity, the next secular music, the next Oscars, the next Grammys, the next Satmas, the next crowns. And in January, in Africa, the next. That, and we are sitting at home, we buy credit and we vote for people who are on their way to hell, all instead of preaching the gospel to them and telling them the love of Christ, that they repent or perish. Either they repent or perish. Jesus said, this I say unto you, I say unto all. Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3. And also verse number 5, the Bible is very clear in God's word. The Bible said, I tell you, no, but except you repent, you shall also likewise perish. And so here, it is not any kind of an option. Escape for your soul. Run for your soul. That it will be an error for me to stand here and say, get ready for your American visa. It will be an error. Yeah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Good morning to all of you. The Lord bless you richly. I appreciate you dearly. Thank you for coming. Say a good amen. Yeah. In verse number 5 of the same chapter, the Bible is very clear in this presentation. Look at the amazing presentation. The same thing that is written in verse 3 is reiterated in verse number 5. The Bible said, I tell you likewise. Put it in GNT. Let's read it. Except you repent, you will likewise perish. No, indeed, I tell you that if you do not turn from your sins, Christians, hear me. If you do not turn from your sins, you will all die as they did. And here, he was not talking about dying into for dust, going back to dust. No. This is Uwuprenu. The one that the book of Revelation talk about, the second death. This is it. Surely die. So I'm looking at it. And today being Palm Sunday, allow me to read Matthew chapter 21 from verse number 1 to you. I'll read a couple of verses and then I will pick up the revelation from here. The Bible said very clearly, and when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two of his disciples. In the second verse, the Bible says, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straight away you will find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them. The Bible said, and bring them unto me. So I proceed further and read this one by saying, and if any man say unto you aught, unto you, you shall say unto them, the Lord have need of them. And straight away he will send them. The Bible said, and all this was done, that it might be fulfilled by the prophet, it might be fulfilled, spoken by the prophet, saying, focus please. saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, your king cometh unto you, meek and sitting on a colt, on an ass, and a colt, go back, on a colt, the foal of an ass. In the next verse, the Bible makes it, and the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. It was a command. I will come back for that word. And brought the ass and the colt and put on them their clothes, and Jesus sat upon it. In the next verse, the Bible said, and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut the branches up from the palm trees and strawed them or spread them in the way. The Bible said categorically, and the multitude that went before him went before and cried after him, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the 10th verse, the Bible said categorically, and when he had come into Jerusalem, the entire city was moved, saying, who is this? Now, next verse, the Bible makes, and the multitude answered and said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. I proceed further in this verse, and Jesus went into the temple of God. Note emphatically, the temple of God. Jesus went into the temple of God. These days, temples are built, but not for God. There are temples, clear temples, not for God. Temples are built, but not for God. But the Bible said that Jesus went into the temple of God. Sometimes you can look at something that looks like a church. It feels like a church. They preach like a church. They sing like a church. They behave like a church. They receive tithes and communion like a church. But the source is not church and God. I am talking to the wise only. Ya one from now kwa jemo adiebia we ye enei ya eye wonyame abofro de, but your conscience does not speak to you or him awa from. I'm talking to you. Your conscience is already dead. Because I'm living in a godless generation, a heartless generation, a loveless generation, a lawless generation, a prayerless generation. That is the dispensation in which I'm living right now. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell everybody that is watching. He went into the temple of God. What makes the temple God's? There is a temple. Apostle Isaac Akwesiapia was telling me he traveled to Madrid in Spain with his dear wife on holiday. They went to the Madrid stadium and went to look at, you know, what they have built, an edifice. And in the stadium, there is a temple. But in the temple are idols. And football had idols. So you are not the only people who are, you know, giving salt to people throwing on the park. And you are not the only people who are giving talisman and, you know, amulets and altar and taking them to football pitches. Because when a person misses the grace of God and the favor of God, they stand before their enemies and they bow or flee before the enemy. Yeah, the Bible said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make a graven image like anything which is upon the earth above, in the heaven, or the earth beneath. Thou shalt not bow yourself down to them. Thou shalt not, you know, commit yourself to them as in worship. For I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children, unto the third and fourth generation. And I'm reminding you, Ghana, Jubilee House, I remind you respectfully. You will miss the favor of God. A young man was preaching on the streets the other day. And the fetish, and somebody that believes in idols goes to assault the young man because we preach here to Abuson. So I thought this is a free country, and I thought we have freedom of speech and freedom of worship. Joshua said, choose ye this day whom you shall serve, but as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And oh, clap those hands, all ye people. He went to the temple of God. So the temple can be there, nicely built, but it is not for God. It is not for God. I'm living in the generation of blasphemy where people dislike God. They disdain God. They do not want to hear the name of God. When I am standing in a bank and I say, may we have a short time of prayer. We say, come up for there. Come up for there. Asiagine. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 21. Ye won so ni mo nyanko pono. Ye won se we yanyan safon watani kwasia. Watani wonyami a won pronen wonyam. Etia ye wonipa o pronen seso and totebua. Nomni adia. Romans chapter 1, 21. Put a scripture on the thing you let us work. Because they knew God. Even though they knew God, they did not behave like they know God. You know, Ghana is having a form of godliness, a tendency of godliness, but we deny the power thereof. We do not have reverence for God. We will only have a religious disposition. And so the Bible said that their imagination had become foolish and darkened. Foolish and darkened. I'm still reminding this generation, a rapture will take place the day you do not expect. Suddenly, whilst I'm preaching, somebody will be taken, another will be left. Yeah. The day you will hear, Kofi Odro is lost, vanished, disappeared. You have disappeared. The Wobeka wouldn't hear. Nanka, yeah, kicking moon in Timmy, Nini Pai, you're another dejina. A down and preaching Nani, Yamiasum, a down and Abbe, and you're sorry Nani Christodia. Now, when you are talking, they want to dispute, or you can clap your hands, all ye people. Give God the glory in the house of God. My Lord. That some of the things are acting, are mimics, are pretentious, hypocritical pretense. If you want acting, hypocrisy, come to church. From preachers to pulpiteers to parishioners to the people that sit in the pew, then you will know that there are serious actors. This will be banu awone ne tenu ompe na sema afaniko. Adia wunti mimfa nye wa woba udi ye obi ba watemu ebeche nkurui. I told you the mind of God. O wa ba be tena hesiesi ohonu eji obi ba nu ofie nu oguru nkuku. You came to church and left your house help? Interesting. Even the Muslims will not do that. We are sitting here talking hallelujah. The Bible said Jesus went into the temple. Bring back the scripture. Let us work. And I'm in Matthew. No, I am in Matthew. Yeah, okay. He went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And in the 13th verse, the Bible said, and he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have turned it into the den or you have made it the den of thieves. And here Jesus was quoting Isaiah chapter 56 and verse number 7. He quoted a scripture. Isaiah 56 and verse number 7. Let me go there. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Burnt, their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house shall be called an house of prayer for all people or all nations. For my house. In other words, Jesus quoted a scripture. He knew the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Thou shalt meditate upon it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For thus shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Jesus is quoting a scripture. And the Christians carrying Bible, and they don't know where Matthew is, where Mark is. But we don't know the word of God. When sometimes I compare the modern day Christian to the modern day Muslim, we are now in Ramadan, and go and see Quranic recitation. You will go and the people can recite the surah chapter this verse, that Quran chapter this verse, this, that, that, in recitation. A small boy will can recite the entire Quran. And the people are sitting in church. You know, they know the newest or the latest Peruvian hair, but they don't know where Matthew chapter 5 is. They know, you know, the nicest makeup from Mark, McClam, Sleek, Estee Lauder, L'Oreal, but they don't know where Genesis is. It is so sad and amazing when we can follow all kinds of things. You know, this person is the next, he's the biggest artist in Africa. And when you listen to the music, and the Christian is very knowledgeable. This is a movie star. He won a Grammy in 2004. And last year, he lost the Grammy. This one went to the Grammy this year. You know, and somebody went to slap somebody and all stuff like that. You know, the word of God shall hit in your heart. Yeah, I have hidden his word in my heart that I will not sin against him. Yeah, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, nor stand in the way of sinners, but his delight is the law of God. The Bible said he meditates upon it day and night, that he might observe to do according to all that is written there. He shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. His leaves will not wither. Everything he does, it will prosper. Uton pure water, ubeye. Uton katiani gari, ubeye. Uton ekutu, ubeye. Uton amango, anikwedu, ubeye. Whatsoever he does, he will prosper. So Jesus went to the house of God, and the Bible said, and he went and kicked out everybody that was selling and trading in the house of God. Now is inevitable. Shocking and amazing. We have turned the house of God into some gold mine. We think that the people, as many people come to church, they are commodities to put money in our pocket. So the more the people, the more the money. This kind of mentality are in your pulpits. How are you going to receive eternal life and prosper? How are you going to be children of God? How are your names going to be written in the book of life? Your king is coming, and his reward is with him to give unto every man according to his works. He that hath ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. I am not shocked. I am not amazed that you give people a position and instantly they become a criminal. I'm not shocked. The moment honorable, when you're scared, you'll be not pursued this year, fashion it to him.
yehwehwe wagyisika no aye nhunu eye den na nkrofoti me wie eye no mafa ewie dia term of office no mafa car so mo dia kosie they park Land Cruisers in the bush.
How?
When your hospitals don't have beds, rusted beds is what you sleep on in hospitals. You have not learned any lessons from the death of your president. Yeah, you've not learned anything. When President Mills died, you didn't learn any lesson. When President Parkwesi, Vice President Parkwesi, Emisa Arthur was rushed, and you didn't learn any lessons. You couldn't even have ambulance to transport these people. And you don't learn any lessons from them. Because Umba will be a dream. See! And what the Abba? When we are better than that, I mean, can you say I am a dead? Mumuteha at Tobol a Google Tim. Muteha Nigu Beach. TI! Wubeti TI! Wubeti. Wubeti. Utiya, you will be cool. You will be cool. Work you and Nima Baba catch them and say, Bear maybe I met Tunu, say, or so, me and Pay in him because I was so person called him. Yeah. What and have all these things? Who be power sorry move be kunu in the CEO or besan be foul? Would timid the woo baby see a sorry day and drop you off for your religious routine and then pick you up again and take you back to your some of my pastors were telling me we went to so many to preach, and they were telling me when we went to, in the preaching, some of the people thought that the preaching was too harsh, that cohabitation, you know, we shouldn't preach against cohabitation, that we shouldn't preach against adultery and fornication. I said, tell them I will hold a crusade because it is in my wife's hometown. I will come with the gospel.
I'm
talking to the wise. Clap your hands for the Lord. A chaman were Tigana, a Nimo Hine, a Niman Penny, a Nim Prosi Penny, a Nimobia Wotibre, a Nimo Sofo, a chaman!
My Yasi Yamoche Monquaji, my Yase!
And if a preacher preaches like this, on a moment, no problem.
Wow!
Preacher preaches like this. Allow me to, you know, pay tribute to Evangelist Morgan, who went home to be with the Lord 3 days ago. If we are looking for people who have held forth the flag of the Lord for the kingdom of Jesus Christ, Evangelist Morgan, we salute you and we give God the glory. You are a gallant soldier, and I know by now the kingdom have received you. You said very well. You said very well. Tomorrow, 11th of April, is my mother, Dr. Christy Dostetter, 66th birthday. Tomorrow, we are celebrating an iconic matrix. A phenomenal woman. An anointed prophet of God. The founding figure of charismatism in Ghana. The founding mother of charismatism in the Republic of Ghana. Tomorrow, my mother, it's your birthday, and we will honor you whilst you live, because you are a living legend. The Lord bless you. On the 15th of April, it's going to be a movie premiere, a Christian movie premiere, entitled God is an African. I encourage these young men, Pascal, Majid, Michelle, and Timothy Bentum, and I ask them, you guys have been called by God. And, for all of us, we can't go to the movies because it doesn't make sense to us. So why don't you come up with Christian movies so that the Christian man can go to the cinema with a Christian woman to go and watch some of these movies. And they have started working on these things. And this particular one is going to be premiered on the 15th of April, this week, Easter. These guys are already, you know, telling me some amazing things about the concept and the script about this movie. Tickets are available, and it's going to be premiered at the Silver Bird Cinema. Please, let's come and stand with the kingdom of Christ, and it's going to be a blessing. Easter is beginning for us here in Alabaster International Ministry on Tuesday. Tuesday, I'm preaching the message of the cross. Wednesday, I'm preaching the message of the cross. Thursday, I'm preaching the message of the cross. Friday, I'm preaching the message of the cross. And then on Sunday will be celebration. On Monday will be our picnic at Alabaster City. It's going to be an awesome time in God's presence. I want to ask you a question before I continue with my preacher. If you don't go to church on Easter, who are you? It's a question I want to. I am Mayor Kwani. I hail from Nkwetia and Bome. This Easter, me mind in the womb, me. You couldn't mind in the womb, me. What tea? Dikwa woo kwechi. Kotanasi wo doka apetishi. A jamai! A jamai! Tibi krawo yere. Samo ye, jimabi. Ewo, a ye. Akosombo yebehuno no no wadru atibie wo bome. This is why bonsam sumunkrofo fidie no makotom. Yeah, now when I look, bringing back the scripture, allow me to finish my presentation. And this particular one, and I'm still in Matthew chapter 21, and I'm building upon something. It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it into the den or the harp of thieves. And ladies and gentlemen, we are not only talking about, you know, people using the name of the Lord, our God, in vain. And we are not only talking about the deception, manipulation, seduction in the name of faith. We are not only also talking about just the heretical imposition and infusion that have come into the house of God. Heresies! Heresies! We are not talking only just about that. The Bible said the heresies must come. First Corinthians chapter number, it's not part of my notes. Let me get this and let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 19. The Bible makes a, you know, okay, go to verse 18 so it makes sense to us. In verse number 18, for first of all, when you are come to, first, you know, I hear when you come together in the church, I hear that there are divisions among you. And I partly believe it. In the 19th verse, the Bible says, for there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. Put this in GNT and allow me to read this one. The Bible said, no doubt there must be divisions among you, so that the ones who are in the right may be clearly seen. Very interesting. So then you are going to see in these last days, and souls are perishing. You know, and all that. Look at how divided Christendom have become. Divided, that the unbeliever sits down and it's not even exciting to come to church. Put the scripture back. Go back to Matthew. Matthew chapter number 21 and now in verse number 13. Den of thieves. Yesterday they showed me a video and a little picture. And the picture is about a Nigerian gospel musician who has died suddenly. And after her death, I don't know the lady, but I think I know the song that she was featured. And she said, may the Lord keep her soul. And now, things are coming out. Yeah, that she died from an abusive marriage. Yeah, J. she died from, and now it's coming from very solid sources, not just, you know, rumors on the internet. Very solid sources, you know, died from abuse. The lady is singing about Christ. Why should the lady have an abusive husband? Because the church, we have had venomous beast, brute beast have invaded, and they are here. When they say they will marry you, you better submit that proposal to the throne of God, because if you own one or shut you when you're media mouth no person was showing some sort of idea. Oh yeah, that is why you need to have the descending of spirit. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. A person that is anointed of God, ladies and gentlemen, must have the spirit of faith, the gift of faith, the gift of discernment, the gift of miracles, the gift of signs and wonders, the gift of speaking in tongues and healing and prophecy. You must be filled with all these gifts so that when a person is real, you can tell. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, the Bible said they are the sons of God. So that you will not start a business that the Lord is not starting. You will not start a project that God is not starting. You will be led by God. God tells you, everybody is going to China. Don't go to China. You go to Nigeria. You will be shocked what comes out of it. Everybody is going in the right way. Everybody now is selling a particular product. The Lord is leading you and said, don't go that direction. I want to lead you this way. Follow the leading of the Spirit of God. Sometimes now we feel like and this is why sometimes we go in desperation and marry some crazy people, psychotics, lunatics, neurotics. There are madmen in the church. I will repeat what I just said. There are mad men and mad women in the church. One more worry, we have a bread. Mami Biamakwafo stood here and said to us, who worry Jimmy for our bread? We didn't get the full content of that. And ladies, singing the works of God. Ekuweme. Ekuweme. Tafetena mukubaji le ni bagbo. I want to know. The Bible says, "A goodie pan who." I stand here and I finish the presentation, but hear this very carefully. You know, the fact that you come to church doesn't make you a Christian. Oh, I want to repeat that. Let me even go further. The fact that you come to Alabaster doesn't make you a Christian. The fact that Kofi Odro is preaching to you and he's your pastor prophet doesn't mean you are a Christian. The fact that you are even praying in tongues doesn't mean. Because the psychotics also pray in tongues. And I could be a quite sorry Christiania and can say Ghana and penny food be in one of the Awamuyi. Ha! Interesting. My house have been turned into the hub of thieves. Now the thieves can kill. Yeah. The Bible said, John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill and destroy. The thieves are in church. The thieves, they are in church. Omo tomona, omo ye wudi for. Adi omo ni chile ni sa we are driving a nice car. You have a good job. Obema unkomi shebi se se ya. Thieves, juloi in the house of God. Juloi. They can't talk. The Juloi have become like, you know, Isaiah chapter 56. They have become dumb dogs. Go to the last three verses of Isaiah chapter 56 and let me hear. Dumb dogs. This is why, you know, the voice of the church have diminished in nation building, because the politicians have succeeded. I love you, my mother, when you sat at Joy Prime and Joy News and said, nobody can gag the church. Yeah, because all of you are here and around. You cannot gag the church. When people receive some few dollars and go and have meetings in the Flagstaff or Jubilee House, they lose their voice, their precision to rebuke, correct, instruct, reprove, and tell the politicians that God is still a judge. And Jesus asked the question, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Whatsoever a man soweth, I want to still remind you, he shall reap. Look at such a gift. And yeah, Nigeria, it is not only in Nigeria that we are seeing this. We have seen some in Ghana. Very nice gospel musicians, beautiful women. They are doing amazing and well. And then suddenly these people will come and marry them. Oh, wow. First 4 years, nicely. Or cham when you japadi. And then they will come after you. Oh, kwa house medi benku. And yeah, break or yeah, sorry, have that advertiser. She's on billboards everywhere and all that. That's a medical kunte.
What shari?
Can beat a wife to death. Why? That's it. Case closed. No man has the right to lift a hand against any woman. I don't care what the woman did. You don't have a right to hit a woman. I want to repeat, it doesn't matter what the woman did. You don't have the right to hit a woman. Yeah, even if you met her with another man, you don't have the right to hit her. Take her back to her family. Reproach her. Let everybody know she's an adulterous woman. But you don't have the right to kill her. Yeah. And this is why sadness have come upon the entire Nigeria nation and upon Christendom. Sadness! Young, put the lady's photograph on the screen. Fam. When I look at young, beautiful, sweet girl, modestly dressed, doing the will of God. And I'm going to tell you, anybody suffering an abusive marriage, get help! Get help. I'm going to see if one woman will turn out woman cool. Obey you know, obey Sirenu, obey Sunu, Apacho, but obey the same thing. And then when this will be by one, no, it be Omo, we're cool. Tia! Anybody in Abraham, Obia, who couldn't bro, Obia, where you're a bro, get help! Niana, meet you and him. We will take your husband to Dobso. Feed her to court. And Sanya didn't even tell me, no, you have been deliverance. I will follow us in Bible case. Now we could do in some way more. You run a draw, so he has here a papa in the true moa. A honor, be a honor. Look at such a, can you get a better picture? Say a good amen. Sweet woman. Away, or you wouldn't hear by a wumpe. Where you are down for wumpe. If this woman was your wife, did she deserve brutality? What kind of generation is this? You know, we are allergic to the truth, allergic to correction, allergic to order. Because Jesus said that now my house have been taken. And this is why. Look at such a beautiful young woman. A woman of God. There are preachers in this country who beat their wives. There are. You won't believe the sickening, despicable acts, because Christo on Timumu said what Timumu pa and can you ebetinamumu and canaba ebetinamu. If Christ was living in you, you will exhibit the fruits of Christ, the love of Christ, the grace of Christ. The reason is because we are not preaching Jesus, we are preaching feebles, we are preaching nonsense, we are preaching madness, we are preaching tailored and customized messages that will bring big offerings. The moment I'm preaching about the Christ, transformation, healing, therapy, restoration, favor, faith, discipline, godly character, these are exhibited. When all these things are exhibited, you step out and you will walk in about the place. The people can point to and say, this is a Christian, a child of God, because they see godliness, Christian character, Christian discipline. They look at you and they see the fear of God. These are things the church don't talk about, because most of your preachers don't fear God. The house of God have been turned into the place of exploitation. The house of God have been distorted. The message have been distorted. If a man walks in the fear of God, I say when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs will become automatic, and then you will see the lifting of God, the blessing of God, the elevation of God, the protection of God. The Bible said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man what God has for those who love him. That person, when he steps out, there was a highway of miracles and a highway and a broadway of blessing and breakthrough. The Lord himself will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He will open the heavens and show you favor. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness over the deep, but God shall arise over you, and his goodness will be your portion. Ladies and gentlemen, I declare his glory and his favor upon his people. Yeah, for the set time to favor Zion is now. I declare in the name of Jesus an overflow of healing, overflow of blessing, overflow of grace, overflow of power, overflow of wisdom, overflow of goodness of God. The king is coming. God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. If people fear God, they speak truth. If people fear God, they speak truth. It will not be an error if I stand here and I tell Jubilee House, instead of defending failure, tell truth. Tell Ghanaians! Tell them, but speak like this. And so say, "Rade kanye hui, ubi enya abotere, yegusu tutoni emana yenimse." Wawa odi wamotuwe rade sonadi nedi bwa. You can't say it because umfa wamotu rade so. You can't say it. Untiminka. I'm telling Jubilee House. Instead of defending failure, tell truth. Kana for mon kama kuma ntumu yem. Petro ne kosro si kanu e kosro no. Enye ma bi wo hodo mu a enye yen kwa agi ensem. But wo nyame be boa ye gusu toto ne ma. Ento se bi a afino mfimfiri anasa afina wi ene ne ne ti matoto. When you are maybe one, when you are we want to work at seven on ten. Never say we are the best government since the Fourth Republic. A manipa bufu. A manipa bufu. A comedy will be now. Can we are a manipa bufu? I'm telling you. Council of State, tell this. Cabinet, tell this to Jubilee House. The church, tell this to Jubilee House. And when we are saying this, we are cutting down on our wasteful spending. Wasteful spending. When I look at the road the vice president traveled on at Millennium City to the Pentecost Convention Center, to tell us the things he said. If I were the person, I would go there and say there is nothing to say. Stand to your feet. Let's close. The king is coming again. Hosanna. The king is coming again. Hosanna. And instead of the youth to demand accountability, instead of the youth to demand follow for money, we gave you power to lead us and create the enabling environment. We give these youth t-shirts and dish out few notes to them, and they are here blowing vuvuzela, jumping around the place. And yet, you don't have jobs and you are screaming like dogs. Mushariampa. The terms he can bear 1,000 and 2,000 miles. Now, my budgets in Hunoso. How long? Now, we'll be 2,000. How long? If God does not judge Ghana, Sodom and Gomorrah will be free. Hallelujah. Pick up the flag. And I'm sad. The Crown Prince of Dubai and his government were in Nigeria 30 years ago to look for a loan. And Nigeria denied it. And they were able to find a loan. All the transformation you see in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, happened in 30 years. 30 years. And kabai now, modi scare ma womu and kabai now. Munin krofui the konakrana. We don't even see opportunity when it's staring in our faces. Yet dear, your hatred, bring him down. You know, speak gibberish, madness. And this is why I want to tell you, Ghana, you don't know Christ. He doesn't live in you. Play the national anthem. And you stretch your hands on the altar of the Lord with Ghana's flag on it and pray for mercy for this nation. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Yatura kasko fandakadia. Forgive the blood of the generals and the blood of the judges. Innocent blood that have stained our flag, including Adam Mahama. Yeah. We plunge a young man married to a young lady. We plunge her into widowhood. We plunge her children to be fatherless. Forgive! Forgive. My God. Remember to pray for my president. Remember to pray for the first family, the people of Ghana. Pray for our city. Pray for our economy. Mercy! Mercy, Lord. I pray for mercy. And pray for yourself. In 2 minutes, I'm done. Give you the glory, Heavenly King. Hallelujah. Put your two hands on your heart as I commit you into the hands of the Lord. When I heard of the verdict in Burkina Faso as regarding Thomas Sankara, almost 30 years after, 30 years almost, a court rules that Thomas Sankara was murdered by his own friend, who became a president of Burkina for 29 years. Friend killed. And I told you there is a generation coming that will bring you from pension to prison. It's already started. After 29 years, a president has been found guilty. He joins Charles Taylor and Jacob Zuma to go to prison. I'm talking to MPP and NDC. Hey! There is an unmerciful, merciless generation. They can even exhume your dead body. Put your bones in the law court. And when they find you guilty, they will burn your bones. It's coming. Get ready for that. Your two hands are on your heart. So I stand here as a messenger of the Lord. And I'm telling this nation, repent. Repent. Not exploitation, not extortion, not deception. And we pretend that we know God. He is telling me to tell you, repent or perish. Your two hands are on your heart. I commend your people to you, to the word of your grace that is able to build them up and to give them an inheritance. Today being Palm Sunday, we are gravitating towards the Passion Week. And I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, help us to admit within our heart, yeah, that we need you as we repent and receive the gift of salvation and eternal life. I pray in the name of Jesus that our names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that we will become born again and new living creations. In Jesus' name, that when you appear in your glory, we will not perish. Heal the church from contamination. Deliver the pulpit from pollution. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we give you thanks. I release your people in the covenant blessings of Inshiramu Inshirankwa, that miracles and testimonies will break forth and come forth with them in the precious name of Christ Jesus, my Lord. I give you thanks because you have begun a good work and surely you will also accomplish. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord favor you and help you. May the Lord shine the light of his countenance upon you and grant you his absolute peace. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.